I want to take you on a very short trip. Luke chapter 4. And I'd like to show you a little bit of what God had prepared before we got together today. And I'm going to start at verse 28. Luke 4, 28. All the people in the synagogues were furious. When they heard this, they got up, drove him out of town, and took him to the brow of the hill on which the town was built, in order to throw him down the cliff. But he walked right through the crowd and went on his way. He walked right through the crowd and went on his way. These are the people he was brought up with. This is his hometown. They're furious because he spoke the truth. He gave them a word. He gave him a heavenly word, and they gave him hell. 31. Then he went down to Capernaum, a town in Galilee, and on the Sabbath began to teach the people. They were amazed at his teaching because his message had authority. You think this is a setup?
A little bit.
His message had authority. In the synagogue, there was a man possessed by a demon, an evil spirit. He cried out at the top of his voice, "Ha! What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth?" Now you got to remember, Nazareth is like from here to Springfield. It's not far from where he's speaking. How many know the next town would be aware of some of his people? Have you come to destroy us? Now this is the demon speaking. I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Our Savior responds, verse 35, "Be quiet," Jesus said, "sternly." And I could add, with authority. "Come out of him." Then the demon threw the man down before them all and came out without injuring him. Without injuring him. All the people were amazed and said to each other, "What is this teaching? With authority and power, he gives orders to evil spirits and they come out." And the news about him spread throughout the surrounding area. The news. Not NBC, not CBS, not Fox. Maybe a little foxy, but not Fox. Spread throughout the surrounding area. For your information, Capernaum is on the lake. Anybody who had a little boat could cross the lake. All the cities and towns that are around that lake would have heard. 38. Jesus left the synagogue and went to the home of Simon. Now Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever, and they asked Jesus to help her. They asked Jesus to help her. Now, in today's lingo, did you take two aspirins? How about a Motrin? They last 12 hours. No. He bent over her, rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up at once and began to wait on them. Now, I don't know about you, but when you got a horrible headache, even after an hour's sleep, you're still not quite there.
Mm-hmm.
But you used your authority.
Yes.
Did you notice this as a setup?
Yeah.
Darlene, would you ask your neighbor, do you think God hears me? I'm picking on Darlene because that was her testimony earlier about her instructions from the Lord this morning. Verse 39. So he bent over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up at once. Didn't wait 3 weeks. Not even a 24-hour period, and began to wait on them. There, by the way, there's no side effects. When the sun was setting, the people brought to Jesus all who had various kinds of sicknesses. And laying his hands on each one, he healed them. Verse 41, moreover, demons came out of many people. By the way, in case you forgot, he was teaching in the synagogue, which was church. The demons were very happy to be in church. So get a clue. Will demons visit churches?
Amen.
Will they be comfortable and at home in churches? Will anybody cast them out of churches?
Probably not,
because why?
They don't know their authority.
They don't know their authority, right. Now watch again. Demons came out of many people shouting. They were shouting. The demons were shouting, "You are the Son of God." The whole town of Nazareth could not recognize the Son of God, but the demons had it pegged right there. And they were shouting. But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak because they knew he was the Christ. All of Israel doesn't recognize the Christ. All of Jerusalem rejects the Christ. But the demons know who he is. Get a clue. Get a clue. This is not make-believe. This word is alive today. At daybreak, Jesus went out to a solitary place, and the people were looking for him. And when they came to where he was, they tried to keep him from leaving them. But he said, I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns, and also because that is why I was sent. And he kept on preaching in the synagogues of Judea. Now, there was a little press because this morning, the Holy Spirit had given me a word about the kingdom. So I'm going to give you a few scriptures. Matthew 16, 28. I tell you the truth, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom, which is the transfiguration. Luke 22, 30. Luke 22, verse 30. So that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Luke 23, verse 42. Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. That's the man on the cross next to him. And the Lord declares, this day you will be with me. Did he say the sinner's prayer?
No.
Did he say a formula?
No.
Did he take the body and blood?
No.
The Lord was looking for what? Recognition and acknowledgement. And he got it from a man who was a thief. And the thief was right there, ready to go in. John 18:36. Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jews. But now my kingdom is from another place. And you can verify that. So the kingdom is within us. And it's already bringing a lot of rejection. The last verse I want to give you is Revelation 17:14. Revelation 17:14. They will make war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will overcome them because he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And with him will be his called, some are called, his chosen. Some are chosen, and then there's another level, faithful followers. So which are you? And I'll tell you, I began at the called part. Later, I was aware that he had chosen me. And now I do my best to follow. So why is this happening today, and why is it such a different day? I can't answer, because I don't have the answers. But I know who began the good work in me, and I know he's faithful to complete it.